Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 12, first verse. Arjuna inquired, which are considered to be more perfect, those who are always properly engaged in your devotional service, or those who worship the impersonal Brahman, the unmanifested? Comment. Srila Prabhupada describes two types of impersonalists in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.35. Quote, the impersonalists think of the absolute personality of Godhead in two different ways. On the one hand, they worship the Lord in his Vishwarupa, or all-pervading universal form. On the other, they think of the Lord's unmanifested, indescribable, subtle form. The theory of pantheism and monism are respectively applicable to those two conceptions of the Supreme as gross and subtle, but both of them are rejected by the learned pure devotees of the Lord. End quote. In his purport to this Gita verse, Srila Prabhupada explains, quote, Krishna has now explained about the personal, the impersonal, and the universal, and has described all kinds of devotees and yogis. Generally, the transcendentalist can be divided into two classes. One is the impersonalist and the other is the personalist. Now, Arjuna is trying to settle the question of which process is easier and which of the classes is most perfect. In other words, he is clarifying his own position because he is attached to the personal form of Krishna. He is not attached to the impersonal Brahman. He wants to know whether his position is secure. The impersonal manifestation, either in this material world or in the spiritual world of the Supreme Lord, is a problem for meditation. Actually, one cannot perfectly conceive of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Therefore, Arjuna wants to say, what is the use of such a waste of time? Arjuna experienced in the 11th chapter that to be attached to the personal form of Krishna is best because he could thus understand all other forms at the same time and there was no disturbance to his love for Krishna. This important question asked of Krishna by Arjuna will clarify the distinction between the impersonal and personal conceptions of the Absolute Truth. Next, Krishna's reply to Arjuna's question. 2. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, those who fix their minds on my personal form and are always engaged in worshipping me with great love and transcendental faith are considered by me to be most perfect. Comment. Krishna's answer is clear. Devotees engaged in his service are better. Srila Prabhupada's purport gives practical examples of Krishna conscious work on the transcendental platform. Quote, sometimes he chants, sometimes he hears or reads books about Krishna, or sometimes he cooks prasadam or goes to the marketplace to purchase something for Krishna, or sometimes he washes the temple or the dishes. Whatever he does not let a single moment pass without devoting his activities to Krishna. Such action is in full samadhi. Comment continues. Arjuna is happy to hear that devotional service is superior, but he wonders, what is the attainment of an impersonalist who, renouncing work, is able to, quote, fully worship the unmanifested? Texts 3-4. But those who fully worship the unmanifested, that which lies beyond the perception of the senses, the all-pervading, inconceivable, unchanging, fixed, and immovable, the impersonal conceptions of the Absolute Truth, by controlling the various senses and being equally disposed to everyone, such persons, engaged in the welfare of all, at last achieve me, Krishna says. Come in. Those worshipping the impersonal certainly achieve Krishna. Prapnuvanti mam eva. But only his effulgence, the Brahma-jyoti, his nivashesha, or formless aspect, devoid of attributes and activities. Or if by good fortune they later meet an exalted devotee, they may accept the personal path and eventually achieve Krishna's service. Having replied that personal realization is superior, Krishna now informs Arjuna of the inferiority of the impersonalist's process of realization. 5. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied. Comment. The impersonalist's path of renunciation of activities is troublesome and miserable. Why? The embodied soul's senses are always demanding engagement and want to contact sense objects. However, no spiritual activity exists for one who has renounced work. Nor is the impersonalist able to fix his mind upon the goal of his meditation practices. For how can one conceive of the inconceivable? We may argue that a devotee also experiences trouble on his path because he too must follow rules and regulations that restrict the contact of the senses with their objects. However, a devotee's misery is reduced because he experiences Krishna's presence. Rejecting Maya's demands in favor of Krishna's service actually brings him pleasure. Impersonalists may read this verse and respond, quote, because Krishna has certified the path of renunciation, meditation is troublesome, I will engage in devotional service to Krishna, though I know that his form is temporary. Thus I will soon achieve Brahman. Krishna, however, has already nullified the validity of bhakti. Practiced in this fashion, in Bhagavad Gita 9:11-12, avajananti mam mudha manushyam tanamasvita parambhava majananto mama bhuta maheshvaram. Fools deride me when I descend in this human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the supreme lord of all that be. Mogasya moga kamano moga jnana vachetasaha rakshashim asurim jaiva praktim mohitim shitaha. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demoniac and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Those who think of Krishna's form as a temporary object which may be worshipped to facilitate impersonal realization are bewildered, and their hopes for knowledge are baffled. The ease of attaining the desired goal by practicing true bhakti is next described, and we shall continue with that description next. Hare Krishna.